Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, a strong evening thunderstorm is possible, then mostly cloudy, a low of 59. For the second time this year, your mini sweet shop on South Memorial Drive has been held up at gunpoint. At about 9 o'clock last night, three men walked into the business. One pulled out a gun and ordered the clerk to hand over money. They took the man's wallet and money clip, plus an undetermined amount of money from the register and items from the store. The men were gone by the time Racine police officers arrived. In early January, the store was robbed by a single gunman. 27-year-old Nikendrick Jackson, who lives across the street, has been charged with that holdup. He's currently in the county jail awaiting trial, which is scheduled to begin in October. About 3,300 We Energies customers in western and southwestern Racine and parts of Mount Pleasant were without power for about 40 minutes this morning because of an underground cable fault. The power went out at about 10:30, and all but about 40 customers were restored by 11:10, and all but one by 12:30. The single customer without power is the Kmart on South Green Bay Road. Because the cable that faulted feeds the Kmart, crews are working on repairs, and it could be a while before all is back to normal. The Racine 4th Fest Parade will roll out at 9 o'clock Monday morning along Main Street from the zoo, south through downtown, and then west on 14th Street to its conclusion by the S.C. Johnson Complex. On WRJN's Community Conversation, 4th Fest President Jake Lovedahl said the 80th version is going to be great.
We're a private nonprofit corporation. All of the board members are volunteers. We all volunteer at time. Most of us have full-time jobs besides putting on the parade, and we fully rely on corporate sponsors and private donations. And one of the ways you can do that is on the day of the parade, when you see the big red barrels go by, you know, throw a buck or two in there. You know, one of the things we've always said is how great would it be if everybody put a dollar in the barrel.
Monday night will be the annual fireworks show on Racine's lakefront from Melrose Pyrotechnics and choreographed with patriotic music on WRJN. Racine's 4th Fest Parade Monday morning and the fireworks display Monday night will be viewed by thousands. The parade itself listed as one of the largest in the entire Midwest. The Racine Plan Commission supports another piece of the puzzle for redevelopment of the site at the former Total 24 gas station convenience store at Washington Avenue and Marquette Street. A conditional use permit for a canopy over new gas pumps to go with a new building with two tenants. Assistant planner Matt Sadowski said the revised site plan addressed original concerns about traffic flow and parking.
And so we've got much better traffic flow on the site, aiding in, you know, decreasing the likelihood of congestion on the site and backing up into Washington Avenue.
Mayor John Dickert expressed concern to the developer about fuel hauling tankers having to back out onto busy Washington Avenue to leave. The new facility will include a 24-hour pump available while the rest of the business is closed overnight, while a drive-through request is no longer part of the plan. Among the upgrades that will be part of the rehabilitation projects on two sections of Highway 11 are new pedestrian crossing signs designed to get the attention of motorists approaching those crossings. The DOT's Brian Deneve says the new rectangular rapid flash beacons will be installed at crossings at the Pike River Bike Path in Mount Pleasant, 86th Street in Sturtevant, and at York Street in Union Grove. He said the DOT began installing the new signs a few years ago.
It's really just a modification of what you've seen probably for existing pedestrian signs. As mentioned, kind of the diamond-shaped with the silhouette of the pedestrian, but we've also added the rectangular rapid flashing portion, which gives the extra notification for vehicles as they approach the crosswalks.
Work on a 2.5-mile segment of Highway 11 in Union Grove is scheduled to begin next week with flaggers directing traffic. The project to rehab about 1.5 miles of the highway in Sturtevant is expected to begin in mid-July. Kenosha's Best Western Harborside Hotel has lost its status, at least temporarily, with Best Western International. The hotel has been dropped from Best Western's reservation website. In a statement, the company says the hotel won't be able to regain the Best Western label until it complies with city building and fire codes. City officials ordered the hotel closed this week, forcing guests to find somewhere else to stay. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.